It's my third Secret Cinema Presents experience, and it's the first one I actually stayed until the very end, the infamous and awkward "it's time to go, sir" moment. It's also the second one I'm going to see more than once. Hello and welcome on the Wooden Path. This is your host Jan on his journey to discover bold and new theatre. So I went to Secret Cinema three times. The first time Blade Runner last year. Earlier this year, Secret Cinema presents Casino Royale. It's actually episode 4 in this season. And now, subject of this episode, Secret Cinema present Stranger Things. So I went on opening evening, actually. And I'll give you my impressions, but I'll start with all the ad copy and all that stuff. So it's supposed to be running from November 2019 to February 2020. If you go and try to get tickets right now, you only will be able to get some for January and February. All the rest is sold out. There are some dates in January, and that it stops on the 23rd of February on the website. It should probably be extended if it's that massively popular as it is. It will. The type of prices you have are essentially, as usual, we've got different ticket types. Regular, which are between £49 and £79, and VIP between £99 and £139. And they added, so all those are strictly 18 plus, but they added Saturday matinees, aged 15 plus, which is new, I think. But anyway, for the regular ticket, you become a real resident of Hawkins for one night and one night only. You bear witness to otherworldly things. You explore the town of Hawkins for a full 3 hours. You get insider access to government conspiracies and a multi-layered screening experience with its own parallel dimensions. Add to that, as a VIP, be a town favorite and get fast-track entry. Hawkins high rollers always get served first. 2 free drinks of your choosing, 1 free meal of your choosing. Right. And for the matinee ones, Saturday, age 15 plus, it's between £39 and £109. It's a young person ticket plus adult tickets. And you can go. The IDs will be checked. As usual, as you get closer to the date you booked, you'll get access to a link to website, the Hawkins Reunion website, with your new identity and access to the fashion shop. And I was Dominic Luther Gore, media hotshot, class of 77. Was in a drama club at the time. Favorite film Gremlins. Report card comment. The class clown. They won't be laughing when the best job they can get is at Benny's Burgers. Right. So this is the whole thing. So before I go into plenty of details that you might want to know in advance, I read about Secret Cinema recently, just before recording this. So obviously it started as a small venture that was quite cheap and you had to know about it to get into it. And these days it's huge, and it's not Secret Cinema but Secret Cinema Presents. And it's been described by some critics, reviewers, as a very cynical endeavor with a massive amount of food carts in the middle of the experience. I understand that, yeah. Compromising your integrity to expand. But that's the name of the game, isn't it? Capitalism. I never attended the Secret Cinema of old. I started with Blade Runner, as I said, and I never felt forced to purchase anything, even though I did. I did get value out of the experience and merch and time there, so I won't get into that whole cynical idea. I really do not care. So essentially, as a VIP, you are a member of the Hawkins News Network. And you get in. I got to meet the crazy bald guy in his cave. Then sometime with Hopper and Joyce in the cabin in the woods. I took some notes because there are plenty of stuff to talk about. And so it might be completely stuff going in many ways. It's not really structured, all glassware in the experience is actually plasticware. Straws are paper. So they talked about a multiple layered screening, which is what it is, because we knew from the start that it was not going. It's a series with three seasons, so obviously the screening was going to be something special, and it is. It's the kind of the best, a mashup of plenty of scenes that people know from the series that happens towards the end. But yeah, there are multiple activities to do. I actually had some time, so I drew a floor plan for some reason. But you've got three major rooms. There's Darkwood, a mold you enter in, and then the place where you've got the campaign office for the mayor, and then the multiple store with a car, and then the fair happens, because it's essentially 4th of July reunion, and the mayor has some talks and stuff. Something quite nice, which I didn't see in the other ones, and I struggled because I went to see Casino Royale twice, and I didn't have any watch. There are two big clocks in this, so one in the mall. I'm not entirely sure it works, but because I came back at the end, the time was weird. But the one at the stage where all the activities are happening, and you've got the list of the Q&A with the mayor and stuff, there is a clock there that works, and I used it a few times. When they talk about early access stuff for the VIPs, in each bar you've got a little section, media only. That's where the VIP access, so you get a bit early. It got very. If you listen to Secret and the one I recorded with my brother on Casino Royale, I didn't notice at the time how hot it was. You do notice in this one, it gets hot quite quickly. And I was wondering how many people there were. I was probably a bit like Casino Royale, 1,000. And looking at, I posted something on Instagram, and the guy playing Hopper talked about a few of the previews, and 950 people were there on the preview. So that's a lot of people. In the activities, you've got a fortune teller. A high striker thing. Plenty of activities and stuff to do, and missions from many people trying to find people who disappeared. Well, essentially, as soon as I got in, I knew I was going to come back with my brother, so I actually got myself more imbued in the ambience rather than doing any of the side stuff. Well, it's the main stuff, but I just stayed there and investigated and went to do most stuff, but not the missions, which I'll do next time. Most food is around £7. Well, $7, as they say, but yeah. There are some, three major big rooms, and there are some secret rooms that I have noticed there. It's cashless. Extremely crowded, I said. Maybe that's why it was so hot. I don't know. There is some anthem singing, so if you know your lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner thing, now would be the your time to shine. Important, should have said that at the start probably. I'd recommend to leave early from where you're staying from to go there. It's actually the same place where Blade Runner was, so you might not see what I mean there. From the subway station, you won't see the building, because Blade Runner, it was nice, it was written like the terminal thing, you could see it from afar, but that's the same thing. And when you get into that station, that underground station, you'll see people with little placards, like Hawkins Reunion this way. So you will get the right way. I arrived right on time, even though I was supposed to last the half an hour journey, but there was so many people for some reason, it's probably rush hour. You get two long queues, one outside, but the VIPs, they repeat that. And inside, just in front of the court, two ones, one on the left is for the VIP, and the one on the right is for the standards. Plenty of VIPs, actually, a lot of VIPs. My brother hates young adult pieces. Most movies with young adults. But for some reason, he loves Stranger Things. And he also loves America. Wink, wink. It doesn't really. Which is exactly where you are immersed in this, in America in the 80s. At some point, the crazy bald guy makes a speech confronting the mayor, and a new zone opens, which I didn't have on my floor plan. And it's from like, so if you can check the time, I think it's around 8:30. So you want to do all the things before 8:30, you can arrive. I had some plan, some stuff to do before, which in the end I didn't do. I was supposed to go see what's in the name, but I didn't. Because, yeah, so essentially you can come as early as 5, I think, so you have plenty of time to mingle and do all the stuff. But at 8:30, that happens, and then the screening will start until probably 9:15, so you've got a 45-minute screening. If you're claustrophobe, if you're struggling, it's essentially a big square where all those 900 people are staying, and I'd recommend to stay in the middle because there are some aerial stuff happening, so you'll get closer to that. But also they have like doppelgangers for the actors, so on four sides stuff are happening, so you won't miss stuff. But if you're in the middle, you'll be closer to the actual stuff happening in the middle. Yeah, as I said, iconic scenes of you would. I recommend to watch the series before. So I've watched series one once a while ago. I was delaying season 2 and 3 because, you know, well, the binge watching effect. Obviously, that you it's always the once you're done, you're essentially when is the next? Oh, that's next year. Oh, really? So I was saving myself, but I knew this was coming, so I watched everything like 6 months ago or something. And yeah, if you don't want to get spoiled, I recommend to watch that. So there is the projection. It's on the four walls, a bit like higher, so you don't have you won't miss stuff, as I said. But they are mapping projections behind and in front, which is quite. It makes a great effect when. I'm going into spoilers, but when the evil is being transferred from one character to another, you can see the whole. It's really well done. If that makes sense. Yeah. And the bars and the food also actually that remains open after the screening, which is quite good. Some of the events I had the free food, but I didn't get it. So I also recommend to leave your jackets in the cloakroom because I had my thing and it didn't help with the being hot thing. Come with a notebook. If you can get, you can purchase some, which I did at the end, but the mission should start right away. So it's recommended anyway. You can get a Hell's Lager and you'll get a free neoprene sleeve, the bar, which is quite cool. Get ready to stay on your feet forever. As I said, no screening per se. And I didn't specify. In that square room at the end, you're on your feet for 45 minutes. And you won't. There are some spaces where you can sit a few times, but every time you can, I'd recommend you do it. The evening ends with a giant dance on the stage rear room, the fair thing. I did play Space Invaders for a second because there is an arcade thing. Even though the arcade, the one I played Space Invader is said Donkey Kong on it, but yeah. But it's everything is happening at once, so you might be missing some of the action from the actors doing their narrative. And even though I was staying there to actually catch some of those. So I knew I was going a second time, so it's fine. But if you're going once, I obviously recommend to do the missions. And get as early as possible. Again, I think it's 5. You have to, they ask you when you book, and obviously you have to get at that time. Also, when I did the floor plan, which I won't share, there's no point really, but it was just for me. It's kind of a straightforward setting. So whereas Casino Royale, you had an upstairs, downstairs, this is all on the one floor. So it's better, probably. So, but it's supposed to be a mole, and it usually wants. Well, it's great. Also, some of the casting is quite uncanny. Joyce, the 11, the main 11, because obviously they had doppelgangers for the screening. But the one that is wandering inside the thing before the screening, great. And Hopper, I don't have the names with me right now, but they are not hiding who they are on Instagram, so you can find them. Towards the end, as I said, I stayed until the end. It's funny because people were dancing, and I stayed in the haystack for a while. And it's weird because I went to the restroom for 2 minutes, and once I got out, it was, well, the signal was given or something that it ended. So suddenly it was time to go. I was like, oh, okay, like 2 seconds ago, everyone was dancing. And but obviously it's a venue that is made for this. It's not a bar with a... But there are plenty of different rooms, and there is a bar. Very nice, very nice. We will have fun with my brother and sister if she makes it, but we'll definitely come back with my brother. So I'll give you the Uncle Bill's recommendations, which is, I wanted my nephew and niece to call me Uncle Bill, but that's not what they call me for some reason. But yeah, get as early as possible, get food quickly, do some missions, sit, drink, do attractions, find NPCs for missions, sit, eat, drink, sit. It's great for couples, I would say, lads parties, singles, the way to find love. The attire, there was some pretty amazing and work and stuff in there. I was like, oh, okay, very good. You can go wild. I forgot. In my recommendations, just after, get as early as possible, a cloakroom, and get merch right away if you want. I just went, so it was the 13th of November, opening day. It was the first time I went on opening day. And they were shooting the promo material. But I don't think you'll see me on any of this because I wasn't necessarily putting myself forward. I didn't go wild on the outfit. So, yeah. Yeah. I think in my notes at the end, because I know that my sister and my brother, they're trying to get they don't have the same taste and knowledge and stuff, so I had those little questionnaires in my notes. So how would I sell this to my sister, and how would I sell this to my brother? So to my sister, it would be something like, an evening of partying sporadically disturbed by characters from a TV show set in the 80s. Also, fun weird attractions like Fortune Teller, Wheel of Fortune, and, I said Whack the Hammer, but it's just not that at all. It's the High Striker thing. How would I sell that to my brother? Immersion into Stranger Things world, maybe actually with specific missions about key people, again, it's like in Casino Royale, or in a more passive way with a 45-minute 360 degrees recreation screening of iconic scenes. No need to leave early, we can party hard afterwards. It's many rooms, different ambiences, one narrative with numerous branches. You cannot follow everything. It ended at 10:38. That's when I was back from the restroom. Everything suddenly stopped. So Secret Cinema Stranger Things was good, and it's recommended. And again, if you have issues with being amongst plenty of people for 3 hours, sometimes I only felt the swarm effect during the screening. The rest of the time I was moving quite a lot, and some of the narrative stuff happening, plenty of people in front, so except if you're a 6'7", or if you're big, you will see everything. But I missed plenty of stuff. But I was not looking for that. Again, I was just getting myself into the ambiance, and I was happy I did for the price. Yeah, I'll go for sure as a VIP again, and I don't know if I'll go. Let me think. Yeah, I don't know if I'll go a third time, but as a standard, just to see, because you're the Hawkins News Network as a VIP, but I'm not entirely sure. You have to find. There were some posters sometimes. Class of 79, we meet here, and which I didn't do that stuff. As a standard, you'd probably do that. I don't know what this is about, but in any case, thanks for listening, and I think I've said what I wanted to say. And if I didn't, you'll have to go see it for yourself. And Yeah, it's quite fascinating not to have the 2-hour screening, but just a 45-minute thing to end the evening before the partying. But anyway, bye-bye.
Actually, if you're just a man and his dog, well, woof woof, and thanks, mate.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Et bim, voilà, plot twist. You thought you were done with me? Not quite, not quite. A quick word to remind you that you can always visit onthewoodenpath.com and comment to your heart's content, as well as subscribe on Apple Podcast and or Spotify. It does make a difference and it is greatly appreciated. If you also feel a sudden urge to leave a review, you are more than welcome to do so. On the Wooden Path is the name. You'll find it in most places. And if social media is important to you at all, go for it. Links are made to be shared, aren't they? Also, if you want to be included in the interactive Stage Door episode, which concludes each season, because you are a fan of this podcast or you are involved in any of these shows and want to join the fun, leave your voice message on go.otwp.uk/leave-a-message. In case my beautiful French accent made it that you didn't get that, the link is in every episode's notes. Hugs and kisses.